Let's now try to prove if the claim about supernatural healing, signs, and wonders by Christians 2000 years ago are the obvious non-existence of any kind of supernatural healings from Christians today is the truth. Let's continue with the journey through the Book of Acts and the Bible. Point 8. Blinds can see. Let's go to the Book of Acts 9:17. So Ananias departed and entered the house, and laying his hand on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized. Let me show some examples of blind getting healed.
This boy has been blind in his eyes. He's had over 100 surgeries on the eyes from birth. What's happening with the eye?
He said, "This eye here, he's starting to see light out of the eye."
For your glory, Lord! Blind eyes open! Open. What's happening in there? What can you see? Say that again.
You.
What can you see?
You.
Tell them about this boy. He's had over 100 surgeries.
Yes. From birth. His first surgery was 2 days old.
What do you think's happening to your boy right now? I know it's pretty obvious.
Being healed by the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. And he's going to be a testimony to people, to show people that Jesus is real, Jesus is alive, and he still heals today.
Blind eyes are opening in Dallas! Pick him up. They just brought me this. This was the boy's cane. He used to use this to walk around with. He won't be needing that anymore. Come on. Oh, worship. We need to worship. We need to worship. We need to worship. Bring me that girl right now. Bring me that girl. Bring me that girl. God's healing her right now. Bring her here. Bring her here.
She has no vision in her right eye and very little in her left eye. She was born that way. And I am her aide. I work with her every day at school. And the Lord impressed upon me when I heard about this that I had to bring her, so that he would open the blind eyes. And she is so desperately wants to see and be like everybody else. And Lord, I just know that he told me to bring her. He's going to touch you. There's a thing you can't do. You.
Yeah.
Ajane, can you tell the people what you've just seen, what you're seeing out of your eyes right now? What did you just see then in front of you?
Well, at first I saw the camera guy. Hey! And right now, I see the pastor and my aide standing right next to him. And I see a man out of my left eye, my right eye, holding a microphone.
Come on, somebody!
And so this little boy came up, and he's like a young kid, and he's like, hey, I just want Todd to pray for my eyes. They drove 3 hours and prayed for him for just a couple of minutes and asked him what he sees. He looked, immediately started crying.
How many fingers do I have up?
Seven.
Yeah. 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 Come on, bro.
Jesus just healed your brother's eyes.
Thank you for healing his eyes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Brand new.
2 hours.
He loves you so much, bro. Jesus' name. Look into that camera. What did Jesus do for you?
Just healed my eyes. I was legally blind.
Legally blind. What do you think of that?
Awesome.
How many fingers?
Two.
Come on. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go across here, and you can just stand there right by the camera. Okay. I want you to see how many fingers I got. Okay? Ready?
Three.
So all of a sudden I asked him if he can read the little thing on the wall, and it said fire. What a great thing to be able to read, fire.
What does that say?
Thank you, Jesus. I can't really see it.
So he goes, I can't, it's a little too small. So I come back and we pray again. Jesus prayed again.
A little too small, you just
hold on. Jesus, I thank you right now. Every bit of vision be restored. In the name of Jesus, God. I thank you that you've taken him out of legally blind. You've enabled him to see.
In Jesus' name, that's right.
Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for the work that you've done. I thank you for more. In Jesus' name, right now.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, right now. Open.
It says like something about a fire.
A fire. That's exactly right, bro.
Fire, and like he saw it, and oh man, it's so good. Like he just started crying. Hold this kid, it's so amazing.
So good. Come on, man. What's it feel like to not be legally blind anymore? Just see, bro. Jesus, we thank you for this boy's eyes. I thank you for complete healing. I thank you that he goes to the doctors and they say, what has happened? And he says it was Jesus.
We'll be right back.
Nathan, this boy was blind in his right eye. He could not see for 3 years. The power of God touched him. He can see in Jesus' name.
Come here. You're the guy I met last night, aren't you? Mama, tell us what was wrong with your boy.
I'm sorry, I can hardly stand. Oh my gosh. About 3 years ago, he started having problems with his eye. And we took him to the doctor, and they said it was a parasite. He had a parasite in his eye, and it had died, and that's what caused his eye to go blind, and it was completely blind.
So there was a parasite in the eye?
Yeah, just from playing in dirt. That's what it was from.
And he was fully blind in the eye?
They said he was completely blind. Completely blind, and they told us, my husband's not here, he's at home. They told us that he would never get his eyesight back in that eye, and that they couldn't even do laser surgery on it. And they told us that the parasite would basically not even go away, so that things can deteriorate. They said it wouldn't happen. And that God started healing it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. God started his healing at our own church. He got his side vision back. Just the side. He didn't have central. And we took him to the doctor. We had to go to Oklahoma City. And we went to Oklahoma City. And the doctor, he was like, couldn't understand why the parasite was gone. And we brought him here last night. I knew I had to come. I knew I had to come. My church is here. I knew I had to come. And we brought him, and I knew he was going to be healed, and he knew he was going to be healed. He knew it. He was so excited. God's healed his brother, and I know he can heal. I've seen it. I've seen it so much. And he healed him. John Kilpatrick played. I can't even talk. He prayed over him. He hit the floor, and he's laying there. And I'm beside him, and he's rubbing his eyes, and he's crying, and he's just crying and crying. I've never heard him cry like that. And I said, Matt, are you okay? He didn't say anything. I said, Matt, are you okay? And he said, I can see your glasses, Mom. I can see your mouth.
Come on, you can do better than that. See your mommy's face?
Yeah.
What happened to you last night, son?
Last night I got prayed for and God healed me.
You know, last night they brought this boy to me, and when I looked at him, I saw on him the same call that I felt on my life. And son, you're going to preach. You better mark these words. You're going to preach. You're going to preach God's word, and he's going to use you in a mighty way. You better get ready. You better get ready, son. Right now. Fire of God's all over him. Pick him up, pick him up. Something's happening to him right now. Come on, worship Jesus right now.
Concerning the proof, again, we can see today blinds can be healed, and the theme blinds get healed is fulfilled in case B, like the ancient signs and wonders. Also today, Christians can perform them with the help of Jesus Christ. The Bible is correct, and we have a wrong image of Christianity. Concerning, is it foolproof? Nathan Morris and Todd White are only two examples out of many examples worldwide. And when this is too far away from you, just ask some Christians around you if they would like to pray for blind people, and you will see what can happen if you really believe. Let's continue with our journey through the Bible. And item number 9, sign and wonder number 9, is raising the dead. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 40. In this case, Peter is active. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up. Then, calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. That was one Bible verse concerning Peter. Let's have a look at another Bible verse. Again, book of Acts, now chapter 20, verse 9. And now we are talking about Paul. And a young man named Eutychus, sitting at the window, sank into a deep sleep as Paul talked still longer. And being overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down and bent over him, and taking him in his arms, said, "Do not be alarmed, for his life is in him." And when Paul had gone up and had broken bread and eaten, he conversed with them a long while until daybreak, and so departed. And they took the youth away alive, and were not a little comforted. Okay, raising the dead. Here are two examples in the Bible. First one from Peter, second one from Paul. They are walking in the book of Acts like we should walk today. Raising the dead today? Okay, case number 1. A medical doctor obeys to God and prays where everything seems to be too late.
As a surgeon, Dr. Chauncey Crandall prays with every patient he sees. But when he first met Jeff Markham, he prayed for him after he had declared him dead.
It was the morning of September 20th, 2006. Jeff Markham recalls heading for work as usual. What he doesn't remember is driving himself to the hospital. He had called his boss and told him he didn't feel well. His boss was concerned and convinced Jeff to go to the emergency room. Somehow Jeff made it. As he got there, he collapsed. Dr. Chauncey Crandall was doing rounds in the intensive care unit that morning.
An alert call came over the PA system that someone had arrived at the hospital with a massive, deadly heart attack. And then a second call went out over the PA system and specifically asked for me because I was the cardiologist on that day. When I arrived there, it was like a war zone. It was like being in battle. It was chaos, everyone there fighting to keep this man alive.
The ER staff worked on Jeff for 40 minutes. They shocked him a dozen times. Despite their efforts, there was no response. Once Dr. Crandall decided the team had done everything possible, he called the time of death. While a nurse prepared Jeff's body for the morgue, Dr. Crandall updated the charts.
Well, as soon as my note was completed, I walked out through the door to this emergency room. I heard this voice say, turn around and pray for that man. And I wanted to ignore that voice because I said to myself, how can I pray for that man? He's dead. He's gone. There's no life in him. So I kept walking and the voice came back again. And the voice said, turn around and pray for that man. And I stopped and I thought to myself, I need to honor the Lord. So I turned around at the doorway and I walked to the side of the body and the nurse was on the other side of the body and she's looking at me like, what are you doing? Why are you here? And I stood there next to that corpse and I opened my mouth and these words came out. Father God, I cry out for this man's soul. If he does not know you as his Lord and Savior, Father, raise him from the dead now in Jesus' name.
I remember staring at bright lights and they were swirling around. Out of those bright lights came an image. And he told me that he was there to look over me and make sure that everything was going to be fine.
And the other doctor walked in the room and I pointed to him. I said, shock this man one more time. And he looked at me, he said, Dr. Crandall, we can't shock him. He's dead, there's no life in him. He's gone. And I said, for me, shock him one more time. And that doctor, out of respect and honor for me, went over to that body with those defibrillator paddles and put his paddles on that patient and shocked him, shocked Jeff. And immediately an instant heartbeat came back. Instant, perfect, regular, which we've never seen before. And the nurse screamed, what have you done? And this perfect heartbeat came back. And then suddenly, this abdomen started moving and started breathing. And then a couple moments later, the fingers started twitching.
They immediately moved Jeff to the intensive care unit. 3 days later, Jeff woke up with no evidence of brain or organ damage.
Once I woke up, my daughter Jillian was there, and that's when she told me what had happened.
When I came in Monday morning, Jeff was sitting up in bed. And I said, where were you that day that I prayed for you in the emergency room? And he said, Dr. Crandall, I was in total darkness.
I just remember feeling.
And I was so disappointed. And I said, Jeff, what were you disappointed about? He said, I was alone for eternity.
He asked me at that time if I was willing to accept God, my life, and into my heart. I just opened my arms and accepted God. It was just a very emotional time. I remember, crying in his arms.
Today, Jeff is back at work and gets regular checkups with Dr. Crandall. He still has no heart problems or residual complications from his brush with death.
To know what I had gone through and to be so fortunate, and that's been part of, I guess, my daily battle is why me? Why have I been so fortunate to have God shine on me? I guess a second time.
This day that I prayed for Jeff was a day of very little faith. It wasn't one of my big God days. And when I walked into that emergency room, to tell you the truth, I didn't want to stay and pray because I was so much in a rush with my work. But I prayed, And I didn't have a lot of faith backing that prayer up that day. But the Lord asked me to do it, so I honored the Lord and prayed. And that's all we need, just a spark of faith like that mustard seed. Miracles are real, and they're real today.
Case number two. A pastor hates sickness from his childhood on and prays for healing wherever he can, also for raising the dead, even when the death happens in his church.
I hated sickness from the day I came to this earth. I would lie in my bed and cry. I would say, Jesus, why did you take them? Please take me, you know? I hated death. Sir? 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 Sir, we call you back in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Come on.
Call you back.
Come on.
In Jesus' name.
Come.
I want to say with Paul, in the book of Acts, his soul is in him. So we call his spirit back in the name of the Lord Jesus. Live. 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 To be his portion, and death to go and never come back again. It's all right, sir.
But I want that reality, and I'm not going to accept anything less. Jesus is not a concept to me. He's a living, breathing, walking reality, as real as anybody in this room right now. And I'm not accepting anything less than that reality. I want it so badly.
This man has just died in the church. We command the spirit of death to go and never come back again.
I want something real.
There he's walking.
What would the churchgoer do among us when somebody dies during the service in the church? Continue the program? Call the doctor? Carry him out? Or pray for raising the dead? There are many further cases. Have a look at the service from Guillermo Maldonado in Miami, US, or Heidi Baker in Mozambique, in Africa. There are many raisings of dead. And Guillermo Maldonado gives his mantle even to other pastors so that they can raise dead in their churches. Another case went public even on the level of a cinema movie. It's called The Perfect Wave. It is a testimony of raising from the dead. Here is just an extraction out of it of the important moment.
Und denk dran, wenn du die Orientierung verlierst, richte dich nach dem Licht, ja?
Was ist passiert hier?
Irgendwas hat mich gestochen.
Quallen!
schon, fahren die Küste schnell! Alle, fit, fit!
Was hast du? Ist alles okay?
Ian ist in Schwierigkeiten.
Woher weißt du das?
Bitte, bitte, Sean, geh nicht.
Nein, ich muss zurück zu den anderen. Nein, Mac, ich muss zurück.
Bitte rette meinen Sohn.
Das ist nichts für mich, Mom. Ich will nicht mehr zur Kirche gehen. Ich glaube nicht, dass es Gott gibt.
Ian, wenn du deine Augen schließt, wirst du nie wieder aufwachen.
Bitte steh ihm bei, Herr. Bitte steh ihm bei.
Helfen Sie ihm, bitte! Er stirbt! Eine Qualle hat ihn gestochen! Helfen Sie ihm, bitte!
Egal, was du Falsches tust, wenn du ihn anrufst aus tiefstem Herzen, er wird dich hören.
Zu wem soll ich beten?
Und er wird dir alles vergeben.
Hilf mir zu beten. Ich erinnere mich nicht. Bitte hilf mir.
Vater unser,
der du bist im Himmel,
der du bist im Himmel, geheiligt werde dein Name.
Dein Reich komme. Dein Wille geschehe. Vergib uns.
Raus aus meinem Wagen, Monsieur. Ich lasse.
Ich vergebe ihm. Ich vergebe euch. Wie im Himmel so auf Erden.
Danke, dass du meinen Sohn liebst. Hilf ihm bitte, Herr.
Gott, wenn ich jemals etwas Gutes getan habe, bitte rette mich. Bitte rette mich. Ich will noch nicht sterben. Gott. Gott. Wenn ich etwas Gutes getan habe im Leben, lass mich bitte nicht sterben. Bitte lass mich nicht...
Bringen Sie den Defibrillator. Halte Durchsuch. Geben Sie ihm Sauerstoff. Hallo, hören Sie mich. Prüfen Sie den Blutdruck.
Sein Kreislauf bricht zusammen.
Halten Sie Durchsuch. Er hat kaum noch Puls. 10 Milligramm Adrenalin.
Ja, sofort.
Herzstillstand. Wiederbelebungsmaßnahmen. Halten Sie durch.
Denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft. Und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit.
Immer noch kein Herzschlag. Hören Sie auf. Wir haben ihn verloren.
Nein! 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 Er ist so jung. Stirbt allein im Krankenhaus. Wahrscheinlich ganz weit von zu Hause.
Hallo? Doktor? Schwester? Haben Sie das Licht ausgemacht? Ich kann nicht sehen. Hallo?
Todeszeitpunkt. 23.18 Uhr.
Ich bringe ihn in die Leichenhalle. Wen informieren wir? Wir wissen nicht mal, wer er ist.
Ich versuchte, mein Gesicht zu berühren. Und meine Hand ging einfach durch mich durch. Es war, als sei ich außerhalb meines Körpers.
Kann ich Ihnen helfen?
Er ist mein Freund.
Es tut mir so leid.
Ich kann es nicht glauben.
Wir haben alles getan, was wir konnten. Können Sie seine Familie informieren?
Oui.
Wo bin ich?
William.
Wer ist da? Wer ist das?
Du bist tot.
Was?
Du bist in der Hölle.
Nein. Nein. Nein, ich habe gebetet. Ich bat um Vergebung. Ich bat um die Vergebung Jesu.
Ian, ich höre dich. Und ich liebe dich. Ich rufe dich zu mir, wie du meinen Namen gerufen und Vergebung erbeten hast. Ian, dir sei vergeben. Ich liebe dich.
Danke, Herr. Danke.
Jungs, schlimme Nachricht. Ian ist dort.
Woher willst du das wissen?
Ich sah ihn in der Leichenhalle. Er ist fort. Wenn man von dieser Qualle gestochen wird, war's das. Man stirbt. Es tut mir leid.
Ian, ich bin das wahre Licht. Und in mir gibt es keine Dunkelheit.
Jesus. Wer ist das?
Dies sind all jene, für die ich gestorben bin. Diejenigen, die nie in meine Kirche kamen. Die niemals die Liebe kennen werden, die ich für sie fühle. Es sei denn, jemand geht zu ihnen und erzählt ihnen davon.
Zurückgehen und dir sagen, dass es wahr ist.
Ian, wenn du zurückkehrst, musst du die Dinge in neuem Licht betrachten.
Ja, das tue ich.
Ja, ich berichte ihnen. Ich erzähle ihnen von dir. Bitte, gib mir eine zweite Chance.
Leg deinen Kopf zurück, Ian. Nun, öffne deine Augen und sieh.
Mon Dieu! Docteur! Docteur!
Ian? Ian, bist das du? Hier kommt deine Mutter. Es ist Ian.
Ian?
Ich war im Krankenhaus. Ich habe dich mit meinen eigenen Augen gesehen.
Simon, keine Sorge, ich bin's. Ich war tot. Aber ich erhielt eine zweite Chance.
Niemand überlebt die Feuerquallen.
Du bist von den Toten zurück, Ian. Was ist passiert?
Ich weiß nicht, ob ihr mir glauben werdet. Aber es gibt da etwas, das viel größer ist als wir. Ich erzähle euch, was mir passiert ist. Mein Leben hat sich für mich verändert.
In den 29 Jahren seit Ian McCormicks Unfall auf Mauritius teilte er seine Erfahrung mit über 61 Millionen Menschen. Infolge des Teilens seiner Erfahrung wurde er Zeuge von vielen Wundern durch Gottes Gnade. Taube, die ihr Gehör wiederfanden, Blinde, die wieder sehen konnten und Querschnittsgelähmte, die aufstanden und wieder gehen konnten. Doch die größte Heilung entstand durch die Veränderung in den Herzen der Menschen, die seine Geschichte hörten und daraufhin Gottes bedingungslose Liebe akzeptierten. Ian McCormick ist heute der Pastor der Kingsgate Christian Fellowship Gemeinde in London.
Why did this guy come back? Two reasons. Because his mother had a real relationship with Jesus Christ. And Jesus clearly showed here that it is about life and death, and she prayed with everything she had for her son, as she realized that he would die. And because Jesus, that's the second reason, today takes people that die and sends them back to earth, also to us Christians, to tell about his real existence and about how he really is, what he really thinks. Is this all too far away from you? Then embrace a person who has been raised from the dead. And when you embrace him, feel his heart. Feel his blood pressure, feel his breeze and his warmness. That's exactly what I did in Hamburg with a German person named Michael Sticht. He was dead a few months before.
Ich bin der Michael. Ich bin 1962 geboren und erzähle euch eine wahre Begebenheit mit meiner Schwester zusammen, die 1971 geboren ist. Und in der wahren Begebenheit werdet ihr feststellen, dass wer nicht an Wunder glaubt, kein Realist ist. Das mit der Heilung, das denke ich ja eher oder dachte ich eher, dass das ein Prozess ist. der einfach im Körper stattfindet. Wenn man da wirklich fest dran glaubt, dann kann so ein Körper schon so einiges bewirken. Das habe ich also bei meiner Schwester geglaubt. Man sagt ja nicht umsonst, der Glaube versetzt Berge, habe ich mir gedacht. Bis ich dann gestorben bin, da habe ich eigentlich an nichts geglaubt. Und naja, die Geschichte hört ihr ja noch.
Now, let's come to the proof. The theme Raising the Dead, we can talk again about case B, if this supernatural wonder can be performed by Christians today, the Bible is true, and we have a wrong picture of Christianity. Well, we have the first real proof coming from a Dr. Ian Crandall, who is a medical doctor, and who can daily in his job prove if a person is dead. He did it. He knew this person is dead. He left the room. God spoke to him. He had to go back. He had to pray. And he came back to life. Proven. And we have some more cases shown, and many of them exist further on, who are proven by medical testimonies. That's now a part of the journey through the Bible. It will be continued.